Hello again to everybody. Just a quick addition to what we spoke about in reference to Baruch Shem. We said that one does not have to say it right away. You're supposed to say it right away as soon as possible, but somebody forgot or they didn't realize, so they still have time afterwards. But sometimes it comes up a situation whereby, for example, like in Shmoneh Esrei, the person's beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, and they mixed up the brachas, would have to start again, or case in time, they said Hashem's name by mistake in vain, or sometimes the person's even davening. Sometimes people have sometimes concentration problems, and the imam she said Hashem's name in vain by mistake, and they're in the middle of a paragraph, middle of even in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, where they just can't talk out and say Baruch Shem at that minute. So the question is, what about after, let's say, for example, after Shmoneh Esrei, right? I said Hashem's name twice, whether a bracha, I lost concentration or whatever the case is. Could I say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLevavot at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, which could be 10 minutes later, right? 15 minutes later. So the answer is yes. So this form bring down actually in the end of Reish Vav, Simon Reish Vav over there that talks about the Baruch Shem. In other words, as soon as you're able to do it, that's when you do it. If you need more time, meaning like case in time, Milah Shmoneh Esrei or Milah Benching, right? In the middle of benching, somebody fell asleep. They said Hashem's name twice or whatever. They said extra bracha by mistake in the middle of benching, whatever. And they can't talk out and say Baruch Shem. So then when they're finished, then even though it might have passed 7, 8, 10, even 15 minutes might have passed, so you can still say Baruch Shem. At that time, that would still be good, as opposed to like if somebody missed amen, you know, like 5 minutes later, oh, I forgot to say amen, I'll say that you can't do. But Baruch Shem Kivay Malchus HaLevavot, you could say when you're halachically able to. It's not just even if you forgot, you know, somebody reminded you, but when you're halachically able to, like in benching or Shmoneh Esrei, like we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, Baruch HaKol Tov.